Now, the rest of the story. A game of chess, I don't know if you knew this, but a game of chess played by grandmasters is extreme violence in repose. Though viewed through inexpert eyes, such a contest would appear ultimately boring. Maybe that's true of anything. The more you know about it, the more interesting it becomes. Take football. To the weekend television sports widow, it may seem that football is disorganized mayhem. And yet to players and to knowledgeable fans, and nobody watches football games more avidly than do football players, because that game possesses extraordinary subtleties, sometimes astonishing complexities. Today you're going to learn about one football play, 20 halfback curlex up. You're going to learn about that one play because you need to know in order to understand the rest of the story. By now, of course, you're aware that San Francisco won the Super Bowl in the final minute of that game. With only one timeout left and a lot of yards to go and too many points behind for a field goal to do any good, the 49ers needed one surefire play to get the ball into the end zone. Well, now it may be told that San Francisco had just such a play in their playbook. The code for the play was 20 halfback curl X up. 20 halfback curl X up. That puts running back Roger Craig in a curl pattern. He's supposed to run a little wide and then curl back inside. If the other team is blitzing, Tom Rathman will block, will help protect the quarterback. If the other team is not blitzing, Rathman will drift to the right and will be eligible to receive a pass. Now, in the huddle, this is all understood. It's been in the playbook all season. Now it's coming out of the book and onto the field to make the only difference between defeat and the title, Team of the 80s. Well, you know which happened. But as yet, perhaps you do not know how. For when the 49ers came out of that huddle to face their moment of truth, in the supercharged excitement of those closing seconds with everything at stake, Tom Rathman lined up on the left. Now the clock is ticking. One more timeout and no time to argue, and Rathman is on the wrong side. He's lined up on the wrong side. So Roger Craig, thinking fast, hoping to avoid what seemed an inevitable busted play, did the only thing he knew to do. He lined up on the right. And at the snap, he ran the curl pattern intentionally on the wrong side. He ran to the wrong side. But the Bengals had Craig double covered. So you know what? That being true, they had left John Taylor open in the end zone, and he caught the game-winning touchdown pass from Joe Montana, though it was a mistake. It was all a very serious mistake, but it worked, and so if there is a new play in the 49ers playbook next season, you will know that it is not entirely new. It's been run once before, when it was invented by accident during this year's Super Bowl game, just in time to win. And now, you know the rest of the story.